Easy Hard or Hard Easy? By Dr. Adam Coates. The great philosopher Aristotle once asked, "What is the ultimate purpose of human existence?" He, among many other philosophers of his time, agreed that it was happiness. We all want great relationships, wealth, and good health. We want these things because we believe that they will bring us happiness. So where does easy hard or hard easy come in? How many people do you know who are truly happy? Better yet, how many people do you know that are 80, 90, or 100 years old and are truly happy? Many people at these ages are sick, suffering, or dissatisfied with their lives. If the ultimate purpose of human existence is to be happy, why are so many people sick, suffering, and dissatisfied? Jerzy Gregorek, a 62-year-old and 4-time world champion in Olympic weightlifting, lives his life by the following principle: easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. If you make your choices based off of what is easiest and most convenient, a harder life will follow. If you make your choices based off of what will give you the most satisfaction and growth for the long term, an easier life will follow. Whether you like it or not, want to or not, you will probably live longer than you ever expected. Why not make the decisions today that will give you an easier, happier, and more fulfilled life today and for the years to come? Many people make what appear to be easy choices when it comes to their health and the health of their families and suffer long-term consequences. For example, it appears to be easy to stay sedentary and not exercise, eat fast food, stay up late every night. Take a drug to mask uncomfortable symptoms rather than address the underlying cause. All of these easier lifestyle choices can cause interference in your nervous system and directly affect the way you age. If you make these choices now because they appear convenient and easy, they can lead you down a path that is much harder in the future. Think of your parents and grandparents who may be 80, 90, or 100 years old. If they are sick and suffering, how different would their life be had they made healthier decisions when they were younger? On the flip side, many other people choose to make what appears to be harder choices when it comes to their health and the health of their families. It appears to be hard to exercise consistently, eat well-balanced, whole food meals, and take the time to prepare food properly, get adequate amounts of sleep, consistently get your spine and nervous system checked. However, these people experience an easier life because they consistently make choices that are good for them today and the long haul. While these choices may appear to be harder, by making them daily habits, each choice will become easier and it will result in an easier life. As it says in the 100-year lifestyle, learn to love the things that are good for you. Your 100 is coming, you make the call. Centenarians are the fastest growing segment of the population. You and your family will probably live longer than you ever expected. Take care of your body now by exercising, eating right, getting rest, and keeping your spine and nervous system in balance and well-adjusted so that you and your family can enjoy the active, happy, and fulfilled life you deserve.